This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, July 19, 2021, and these are the headlines. A 76-year-old man was recovered from the rubble and ashes as a huge fire raised more than 100 houses in Punta Dumalag 1, Barangay Matina Playa at 5:07 p.m. on Saturday. Senior Fire Officer 4 Ramil Giliado, Investigation and Intelligence Chief of the Bureau of Fire and Protection 11, identified the victim as Reynaldo Salinas. According to the report, the fire started at the house of Ida Maceda and quickly spread to the neighboring houses. The Diego Silang Elementary School was totally destroyed. The possible cause was unattended cooking. He said about 400 families were affected. Firefighters already declared a fire out by 9:50 p.m. of the same day. Just 10 days ago, a Chinese national was found dead when a fire hit a storage warehouse in Purok 1A Bunawan Proper, Bunawan District at 10:40 a.m. on July 5. Giliado identified him as Chen Wei Ping, a visitor of the owner of SLK Corporation. The facility was owned by Kim Lin of SLK Corporation. Giliado said Gang Lin, a civilian employee, was injured during the incident. Meanwhile, the City Health Office aims to vaccinate at least 1,000 jail personnel and persons deprived of liberty, or PDL, as the government starts its vaccination program at the Davao City Jail in Barangay Maa, Talomo District. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, spokesperson of the COVID-19 Task Force, said on July 16 that the vaccination at the facility started on July 15 in line with the government's effort to achieve herd immunity. Captain Ellen Rose Garcia, BJMP Davao's Community Relations Service and Inmates Welfare and Development Chief, said that of the 555 vaccinated individuals, 489 were from the DCJ Annex and 66 are BJMP personnel. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.